Briarcrest, just stay off of it, like starting at maybe 6:45 until 7:30 at that little place from 29th to the bypass, because it'll just be full of people just coming from all over the place.
What are you talking about?
When?
The football game.
Well,
tonight.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about the game at Merrill Green Stadium. Yeah.
Okay. You just mentioned it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's right. Well, I didn't know what you were talking about tomorrow or
no,
what
tomorrow.
What?
That may be an all right thing to do, too. Right.
I think, yeah. Yeah. I think there's going to be a pretty darn good crowd tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Those Rattler fans follow their team. And
hey, those Ranger fans
and
follow theirs.
The Rangers are 2-0. And oh, yeah. It'll be.
At least there's one Ranger team that's winning.
Thanks
a lot. All right. Here we go. A 64-year-old woman fought off her naked neighbor and dragged him out of her house by his beard. Do we need to go any further?
Ooh, I guess he's lucky she only dragged him out by the
beard.
Yeah.
And let me tell you.
We don't know what happened before all that.
If you saw the picture of this guy.
Really? Not an attractive man.
Beard would be about the only place you'd want to go with that.
Yikes.
Yeah. Mm. According to the Kansas City Star, the man let himself into her home in the middle of the night, and she woke up to find him standing over her.
Boogie, 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 boogie.
Yeah. He allegedly grabbed her arm and said he was
in love with her.
He's being friendly.
Yeah, he was in love with her.
Yeah, but she grabbed his beard and started dragging him the heck out of there. Police say that he tried to fight back by grabbing her throat. She picked up a tape measure and clocked him. That a girl.
All right,
she's 64.
What, did he run a 4.4 or what?
I'm wondering, are we talking the 25-foot tape measure, or does she have one of those industrial ones, you know, that's, you know, really long?
Don't know. Maybe if you just swing it hard enough, it gets the job done. Police said that he tried to fight back. She clocks him. Matter of fact, hit him 3 times. That's when he managed to break free and take off, left his clothes in her living room. Amazingly, alcohol was involved. Prosecutors have slapped Lawrence Sanders with several charges. He's still in jail at $50,000. Okay. Drunk. Mm-hmm. Decided to stop by and see the neighbor woman.
Yeah. Should have trimmed his beard.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Police
will next time.
You betcha. Police in England are working on a massive sting, literally. Gang of thieves disturbed a wasp nest while committing a string of burglaries. Now police are on the lookout for the thugs believed to have been stung from head to toe.
I was going to say, they ought to be pretty easy to find.
I would think so. They're all itching. The wounds are probably serious enough to require medical attention. Police are asking for people to help in locating the stung bandits.
It's
going to
be a good morning.
Stung bandits. Bring the bug spray next time, I suppose.
You betcha. Info.
If you're going to do that kind of thing.
Yep.
Best that you don't.
Your choice, though.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Down the street just to get here. Took a train to play the boss. You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW 618.
Mm-hmm. And happy birthday to you on this September the 10th, or if it's your birthday this weekend. Birthdays today, Arnold Palmer turns 81 years old today.
There's a drink named after him.
Yeah, there is. It's a nice little drink, too, anyway. Anyway, the king turns 81 years old today.
Actor, never too old to learn.
No, sir. Actor Philip Baker Hall is 79 years old today. Country singer Tommy Overstreet turned 73.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Gwen, congratulations. that was one of his songs.
Is that right?
Yeah, a former disc jockey who...
Don't have that on my iPod.
Basically had a semi-career as a singer for a while.
Yeah, there you go. Actor Greg Mulvey, he was Mary Hartman. He was on that.
Was he?
71 years old. Don't know which one he played, but you and I watched that.
Sure.
From Three Dog Night, Danny Hutton, the singer, I guess he's been here, is 68 years old, because Three Dog Night has, so... Unless they left that dog in the car.
Or he may have stopped at Denny's.
I mean. I don't know.
I guess he's been here. That could be a lot of people,
though.
Could fall into that category.
That's right. Singer Jose Feliciano turns 65. They've been lighting his fire since.
Mm-hmm.
And actress Judy Geeson, Mad About You, is 62 years old. From Aerosmith, Joe Perry, the guitarist, is 60 years old. Actress Amy Irving turns 57 years old today.
She's a former Mrs. Steven Spielberg.
That's right.
There you go. I like this guy. Most everything he does. Actor Colin Firth. Some women think he's dreamy. He's 50 years old today, the big 5-0. And a couple of people in showbiz and exes of famous people. Director Guy Ritchie, the former Mr. Madonna, is 42 years old
he's
today.
He's a fairly successful movie director, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he's more than that.
Yeah. Indeed, indeed. And actor Ryan Phillippe, the former Mr. Reese Witherspoon, is 36 years old.
You know, Jay Leno needs to ask him, what were you thinking?
Yeah that's true.
Because not only that, where's Phillippe been? I mean, the guy hadn't done anything.
Nope.
And Randy Johnson, the guy could throw a pretty good hardball, turns the big 47 today.
It's in a Geico commercial.
Yeah, there you go. And I guess that's all I got for today.
Chris Columbus.
Oh, no, he's dead.
Yeah, yeah. Stop. No, it's the other one. It's
he's taking better care of himself.
Yeah,
he's
a
director and producer. He produced, I don't know if you've heard of him, there was the Harry Potter 1, 2, and 3 movies.
Oh,
It did about, what, $1 billion? So, yeah, he's done all right. And Karl Lagerfeld, he's the designer, he's 77. And Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, yeah.
61 today.
Spins
you
got.
Yeah. You got to let me know about these things.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
That's tomorrow. And that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a. I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Yeah.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
God. Nice guy.
There you go.
Ray of Sunshine.
Yeah, he's just. He's
that was in his younger days. So
yeah,
seen
yeah.
The
he was a he was a good 59 then or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
How old is he now?
61.
Right. 61. Coming up tomorrow on 9/11, Brian De Palma. Is he still with us? I guess he is.
I think so.
He's 70 years old.
The Untouchables.
Yeah, there you go. Comedian Tom Dreesen turns 68 years old tomorrow.
That's an interesting guy. I did read some bio on him. He's.
He opened for Sinatra for 10 years.
Yes, he did. Yeah, absolutely. And actually made the jump to late-night television as a good stand-up comic. But then after that, it just never caught on. And he, just real quickly, I think for a time, he was, I want to say, paired with Tim Reed, if you remember him from WKRP.
Mm-hmm.
They used to do a two-man comedy team back when that stuff was popular.
There you go.
Yeah.
Grateful Dead drummer Mickey Hart turns 67 years old tomorrow. Lola Falana. The singer, dancer.
Lola.
Yeah, is 67 years old tomorrow. Actress Christy McNichol, you remember her from Family?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she'll be 48 years old tomorrow. Harry Connick Jr.'s birthday is tomorrow. He's 43 years old. Maria.
Shara.
No.
No.
Maria Bartiromo. You see,
really?
Yeah, you see
her
on
CNBC.
On the New York Stock Exchange floor. That's where she hangs out. She'll be 40. She's been here because she's been over at the Bushatorium talking. I know that.
I guess that's better than being in Grand Central Station with Leslie Stahl.
That's right, with your knobby knees up on a stool. Yeah,
that's right. Another guy that's been here, I know, because he was in concert. Ludacris.
Well, Harry Connick's been here in concert.
Yeah, that's true.
Luda.
Yeah,
Ludacris.
Is 33 years old tomorrow. That's all I got for tomorrow.
Mr. Happiness singer, Moby. Talk about feel good. Oh, yeah. Leslie, go ahead.
I was going to say one thing about Ludacris. I mean, if you've ever seen the movie Crash, he's in it.
Yeah, he is in it.
And he's
You're
outstanding.
Right. Yes, he is.
He's a heck of an actor.
Yeah, absolutely. Leslie Visser is 57 years old. Earl Holliman, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Sugarfoot, is that right? I'm not sure.
I think so.
He's 82 years old.
Well, as an older actor, he's been in stuff, too.
Yeah.
Right,
so. Amy Madigan, the actress, will be 60, and that's all.
There you go. Coming up on Sunday, September the 12th, George Jones.
Wow.
Collecting bets.
You want to talk about that. Yeah.
He's 79. Years old on Sunday.
I guarantee there are folks who didn't think he'd make 59.
Yeah.
There you go. Linda Gray, that would be Sue Ellen.
Hey!
And,
your dancing partner.
That's right. Yeah. That is the one I danced with several years ago. I'm sure she recalls it.
Yeah.
She'll be 70. Oh, my gosh. I danced with her.
Wow. Suddenly the sparkles come off of that.
Well, no. She was a pretty woman then. I'm sure she's a pretty woman now.
I'm sure she is, too.
But she can't foxtrot anymore, I'll bet you. Maria Muldaur, the actress or singer, rather.
Midnight at the Oasis.
Yeah, 67 years old. And moving on down, Rachel Ward, the actress, will be 53 on Sunday. Paul Walker, the Fast and the Furious, and he's done other acting stuff, is 37. You know him if you saw him. Ruben Studdard was an American Idol winner that has been mainly on stage. Matter of fact, he's been here with Opus a couple of years ago on stage. He's 32 years old. And Yao Ming, the Houston Rocket basketball player, who they say will be back and healthy playing for the Rockets this year, turns the big 30 today. And another American Idol winner and Academy Award winner, Jennifer Hudson, will be 29 years old on Sunday. And that's all I got.
And finally, I mean, he worked with Tom Hanks, but maybe they didn't get along because he hadn't done much since then. Peter Scolari, the TV guy.
He was on one of the Newhart shows. Yeah, he was on the second Newhart show.
Probably not much since then. 56, and just to make you feel kind of old, Nina Blackwood, she's one of the original MTV VJs, if you remember when they started with those five or six young folks. She'd be 55 today.